Hello, and welcome to the Crane Worldwide Logistics News Podcast, Coffee with Crane. I'm Joseph Patrick. Well, that's right, folks. Now you have something to look forward to on Mondays, because I'll be dropping new episodes every Monday or Tuesday, depending on the news cycles, of course. So be extra sure to hit that like button so that you'll never miss another episode ever again. And don't worry, I'll still have those fun logistics trivia pieces at the end of the episode. Now, let's get to the news. Well, as more restrictions are being leveraged against Russia, they've been able to find some creative loopholes. In response to this, some EU exporters and importers are now required to implement a quote-unquote no Russia clause in their contracts. In fact, some will need to contractually prohibit re-exporting certain goods to Russia, and this includes items for use in Russia that will be exported to third-party countries. The obligation to include a no Russia clause in contracts started earlier this month on the 20th. This will not affect execution of contracts concluded before December 19th of 2023 through December 20th of 2024. In addition, exporters are required to inform the national authorities of such contractual violation. So what does all of this mean for you? Well, if you deal in any of the listed restricted goods from the EU countries, you need to remember to add that No Russia clause to your contracts. If you have any questions about this, our Global Trade Compliance team can help. Reach out to Tracy Anthony and our award-winning team over at Global Trade Compliance at CraneWW.com. In our next story, I recently spoke with my go-to Canadian, Crane Worldwide Logistics Account Executive Scott Bowman, and he's been sharing a lot of increasingly vital news about the CARM initiative. And about a month from now, all businesses importing into Canada need to register with CARM, and you will experience disruptions if you're not in compliance with this. So, how does all of this impact you? Well, first off, remember that CARM Release 2 launches on April 26, and that's coming up pretty quick. And at that point, all importers must be compliant with this new system. So, if you haven't already, make sure that you're registered for a CARM Client Portal account, and you'll need this account to access the system to complete your import-related transactions. Regarding the delegation of authority, if you haven't already, ensure that you have assigned delegation of authority to any employees within your organization who require access to your CARM portal. And don't forget your customs brokers or any other service providers required to continue to offer customs brokerage or trade services. Look, there's a lot to keep up with regarding this, so stay informed. Continue to monitor updates like changes or additional information leading up to the implementation date. Transitioning to a new system can be challenging, but believe me, the benefits will outweigh the effort. And if you have any questions about any of this, just contact Scott directly at scott.bowman@craneww.com. And when you do, be sure to tell him I said hey. Well, in our last story, the United States has announced some new rules restricting a range of exports to Nicaragua. The Bureau of Industry and Security issued this rule to go into effect starting this month. The International Traffic in Arms Regulations makes regulatory changes that reflect the U.S. government's opposition to the trade of arms with Nicaragua. Looking closer at this trade advisory, we can see that the Department of Commerce is making four sets of changes that will subject Nicaragua to more stringent export, re-export, and transfer controls involving items that are subject to the restrictions. The four main changes are that Nicaragua has been added to the list of America's embargo countries, and this also means that the country is going to be stripped of its Class B distinction and reduced to a D. There's also new strict licensing policies in place to help avert risks of the Nicaraguan army taking other imported goods and using them in martial equipment. Lastly, these rules make the country subject to the military end use and military end user restriction. So, what does this mean for you? Well, shipments that are destined to Nicaragua might now be subject to export license controls. You'll want to keep up with all of this, so sign up for our free newsletter. You'll be the first to find out what's going on in the world of logistics so that you can help keep your freight moving the Crane way. Well, that's all for news, but I owe you a fun logistics trivia piece about women who have changed logistics. Texas's own Lily Elizabeth Drennan is widely accepted as the first female commercially licensed truck driver. In 1928, Lily started her own trucking company, Drennan Trucking Lines. Lily held a legendarily clean driving record and won several awards throughout her illustrious 24-year career. And during World War II, Lily was praised by the U.S. Army for recruiting women drivers for the war effort. She became a hero, an inspiration, and a legend in her own time. Hats off to you, Lily. It's because of you that logistics is what it is today. Well, friends, I hope you found this episode informative and fun. So, until next time, I'll have a hot cup waiting right here for you on the next episode of the Crane Worldwide Logistics News Podcast, Coffee with Crane. Goodbye now.